Welcome back for another episode, gang. This is going to be part two of our power rankings, our way, 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 way too early power rankings. If you wanted to hear 21 through 11, check out the previous episode. Tonight we are going 10 through 1. As always, don't forget to like, subscribe, do all the things, and here we go. Number 10. We are into number 10. These
Oh, yeah.
are
Top 10,
these
baby.
are the killers. This is where
This is when we need a buzzer. Like, I can like hit top 10, top 10, top 10 kind of thing. Yeah,
Yeah, we'll have to get an intern.
maybe. Maybe.
Surely, surely we can figure
Could you
out
imagine?
somewhere.
Yeah, we got an intern.
I'm already the wheels are turning now. I'm very excited for this idea. My number 10 team, this could be the last year that they realistically find themselves this highly ranked in any kind of power ranking that I'm doing. Maybe not. Maybe they got a couple years left in them. Maybe 3 or 4. We'll see. The Pittsburgh Penguins are going for one last round. If the Washington Capitals are doing a bit of a victory lap to celebrate the past, the Pittsburgh Penguins are holding on for dear life to relevancy with their aging players, but they can still play. So, and I think most pivotally, for that's a word, right? Pivotably, yeah. We'll just
Hey,
roll through it.
I yeah, don't ask me. Wrong guy to ask.
I think obviously they've got the aging talent up front, but they've got great young talent in the pipes, in between the pipes, which I think is really helping extend those careers. So I've got Pittsburgh Penguins at number 10. I think they're gonna have one last go, and I look forward. I can't wait for our playoff preview where I expertly map out another Cinderella story that has them going to the finals. Hopefully that one goes according to plan.
Yeah, I hope so. It almost happened. They not quite. Not even
So close.
close. I have Pittsburgh higher than you. Again, that also surprises me too, because what was the other team that oh, I had Vancouver higher than you as well, which kind of surprised me. I have the Florida Panthers at 10. And who the hell is playing defense for this team other than Aaron Ekblad? Like Forsling, Carlson, Mark Stahl, Brandon Montour, and Radko Gudas. Even their bottom six, it's not great. It's Nick Cousins, Anton Lundell, Colin White, Ryan Lomberg, who played amazing last year on the fourth line, Patrick Hornqvist, and some Finnish kid. I'm not even going to pronounce his name. Like, I even did prep for my top 10. These are the awful trades that Bill Zito has done. And let me tell you, I'm not going to go through them. The guy hasn't even been in office for 2 years, and he's burned five first round picks. Four or five.
Ooh.
I think it's four. Why'd I say five? But
It might be
still.
one, but it's five. It's definitely five.
Yeah, like, are you freaking kidding me? But he's burned. Four first round picks, burn them, gone. Just, you know what? We don't care about prospect pool. We're going to win now. By winning now, we trade everything, fire our head coach, who is second in Jack Adams voting, and replace him with a Stanley Cup. Oh, wait. No, they didn't. So I have the Florida Panthers. Did they get Matthew Tkachuk? Yeah. Are they going to be good in probably 3 years? Yes. Their young core of Aaron Ekblad, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhardt, and Mr. Super Center himself, Barkov, Mr. Selke, are going to be very good in the future. But top 10 is still really good in the NHL. I just don't think they're where they're going to be. They're not going to win the President's Trophy, that's for sure. And maybe that's a good thing, because anybody who wins the President's Trophy loses this in the playoffs.
Dear listeners, dear viewers, I know what you're thinking. Tyler is a Jilted lover, and that's why he's done
No.
this. I have Florida at 9, so one spot
Oh.
higher. So
Oh, that's good.
if you're keeping score, you may have lowered them by one, but I'm keeping it honest that Florida's fallen considerably. Everything you said is spot on. They're on the third coach in 10 months. Now, I'm of the opinion that those two previous firings were very deserved. Different reasons, both.
Joel's, okay.
But yeah, and I'm a fan of Paul Maurice. But yeah, there's still a lot of talent there. Not as much talent as the eight teams above them, in my opinion, at least on the whole. And yeah, I think they're right there. They're going to be in the playoffs. You know, don't worry, Florida fans. They're going to be in the playoffs. They've got a lot of talent. Hey, this year they might even win a game. I don't know. They might win a round. I don't know. But they're not that good. They're not the true upper echelon. You know. So Florida Panthers 9. Just wanted to jump in there because you got them at 10. It just made sense.
Yeah.
Give me your single digit. Your first single digit here.
The Calgary Flames. Number 9. I think this team's good. Defensively, they got a lot better. You take out Gabranson, inject Mackenzie Weegar. Oh my God, I'm so excited for Mackenzie Weegar.
Good.
Jonathan Huberdeau, jersey's almost here. I just got notified yesterday. Pretty excited. This team is still in a win now mode. They still have a legend coach in Daryl Sutter. The guy just brings out the best of everybody. They have a Vezina top goaltender in Jacob Markstrom. They have a number one C in Elias Lindholm. They still have a really, really good top six in Toffoli, Mangiapane. Mangiapane averaged 15 minutes a game last year. He scored 35 goals. Like, he didn't even play first power play. He scored 35 goals. Michael Backlund, who's an underrated center who can't score. Yeah, you heard that right. He can't score, but he does everything else really, really well. And then, I don't know if I already said this. Again, I'm really excited, Jonathan Huberdeau. And then maybe you'll have a couple of prospects like Jacob Pelchape come up. Dylan Dubé, who potted the quietest 18-goal campaign in the world. If he was in Toronto, they'd be selling so many jerseys. He'd be on TSN every day. He'd be like, what the heck is Dylan Dubé doing today? Well, no, he's just quietly potted 18 in Calgary. Yeah, I do want to say I really wish somebody would have rejected Brad Treliving earlier in his tenure as the Calgary Flames GM, because the man has been possessed ever since. Yeah. Oh, like, it's been amazing to watch. He's getting stuff done. It's like unbelievable. Yeah, I have the Calgary Flames at 9.
Yeah, well, I mean it's the Mitts and Twigs bump that anybody that is looking or is interested in seeing it will see that our words cut deep. The hockey world clearly is in tune with us. We gave it to Brad. We gave it to him hard. And we gave it to him real hard. And he probably didn't like to hear it, but it was what he needed to hear.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? Fair enough. Hold my Saddle Dome heroin beer. Shadow Calgary Saddle Dome heroin beer.
So good.
And he pulled it off. I mean, what better pairing than with Jonathan Huberdeau? You know, a legacy hated upon person of the pod who rose to another level with our push. So yeah, that's just a great story that he's able to hear. Pierre Dorion, another one. Here, get your shit straight. Okay, I will. Done.
Yeah.
Boom. Stanley Cup contender now. I will say, Dubé might have sold some jerseys in Toronto. He probably would have sold more jerseys on any of the West Coast teams. Coming in at number 8, though, I also have your Calgary Flames.
Oh, my gosh.
We did this last year. I didn't enjoy it. This year, again, I have your team higher than you. You said all of it very well. And honestly, what I had them, I think, a little bit higher, and then I ended up dragging them down a little bit because the talent is there. They still have an all-world goaltender. Their defense improved, which is insane. They still have a lot of great pieces. I think where I started to pull them down and put them down at 8 was because the turnover. I think that bringing in Weegar and bringing in Huberdeau, obviously great. fantastic additions. But anytime you need to give those guys, give any of these players a chance to get to know one another, to play one another, especially high-level impact players, that takes time to build that chemistry, to build that familiarity. And I think that that's what's going to hold them back, but a little bit anyways. But having said that, I've got them at 8.
If you would have told me that at the start of this offseason that we're going to lose Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk and still be in the top 10 in both of our power rankings, I would have said, you're lying. Like, that's impressive. Like, that. I don't think they're winning the Stanley Cup. I don't even know if they're going to win a round this year, but they're going to contend, and yeah, that's
they're
going to
have a great season. They're going to have a great season, and to that point, I would have assumed that I was being sponsored by the Calgary Flames if I put them this high.
Yeah, exactly.
But who do you have for number 8? This one is on my number 17.
Yeah, no kidding. We're on a real. I have Carolina.
Okay, we're safe.
Here's why. So when I did this, I actually had Carolina 3 or 4. I had them very high. I really like what they're doing. Max Pacioretty injury is a huge blow. Huge blow. I like the Kasha signing. I love the Brent Burns trade. Brent Burns at 5 mil is like sweet. Like, it is very nice. Their decor is already amazing. I'm ready for a Frederik Anderson revenge season again. I'm high on Carolina. There's this team is, it's about like time to either like take that step or time to do a huge, you know, shuffle. Yeah. The only thing I like about Carolina is they're sticking with it, where Florida had like 1 year of success and like, screw everybody that's ever gotten us here. We're going to just tear this thing down. So yeah. I'm riding with Carolina. I think they're good. I wish Max Pacioretty's health can come back quicker and he comes back stronger and all that, but Achilles is pretty severe. So yeah, I have Carolina at 8.
Give me number 7. Give it to me hard. Give me straight. Give it to me number 7. What do you got, Twigs?
Oh right, Calgary was 8 for you. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
Here's why I think their defense got better. I think Ty Smith is going to do well in a sheltered role in Pittsburgh. I know it's unbelievable to say Ty Smith had a horrible year. Jeff Petrie, I like that signing. I like that a lot. I think Ricard Raquel full time with Pittsburgh is going to be really good. And I'm sick of betting against Sidney Crosby, man. I'm sick of it.
Well, and like, I mean, you're a big Jeff Carter fan too, right?
No.
As their like third line center, you know, like that's going to be huge for them.
Right. Okay. That's my number 17. What's yours?
I have the pretending Stanley Cup champions, Tampa Bay Lightning.
What?
Wow. Well, because they won those two pretend years.
Sorry, sell it to me. You're going to hate my top 3.
I like to take digs, but I mean, they still have Vasilevsky. They still have Hedman. The signed Sergachev, still got Stamkos. They still got a lot of those pieces there, and they're probably going to put everything back together long enough, well enough. They're going to make it work. And I know I said like 10 minutes ago that they would miss the playoffs, and I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it. However, when we're looking at the upcoming season and we're looking at how good teams are, my prediction was notwithstanding, they've got too many impact players at every level, and they've proven that they can do it, regular season and playoffs. So I think it'd be foolish for me to discount them and to put them any really lower or, you know, higher. Not your way. So they're my number 17.
That is crazy. I'm actually like taken aback by that. Number 7 for Tampa Bay.
Hey. Number six.
Number 6. You want to go 6?
I'm going to go and I'm going.
Okay, you go. Let's just go. Do it.
This is a really long ass podcast. Number 6, we've got the Toronto Maple Leafs. My first run through, I think I had them at like 2 or 3, and then I started to look over. I started to kind of massage the rankings a bit, and then I remembered, oh yeah, they think that Matt Murray is going to refine his form.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they are so bad at judging goaltending talent that anytime anyone shows any of it, they show them the door. Shout out Frederick Anderson. Shout out affordable Jack Campbell. So they bring in washed up friend of the GM, Matt Murray, and then Samsonov, who couldn't win a job in Washington. Who's like an under 30 goaltender with a great pedigree with wins, and Washington was like, nah, we're good. We're fine. Thanks. Best of luck. Their goaltending is atrocious. I don't know what else to say. There is so much opportunity to bring in talent this offseason, or at least potential, and they passed on both. So, maybe one of these. Who brings in two reclamation projects at goaltender? Where there were opportunities for steady or hopeful opportunities. I don't know. Maybe they're just going to roll with the Ebug all year. Up front, outside of the crease, they're still one of the best teams in the league. But at this point, I really feel like they're trying to lose. I feel like Kyle Dubas actually hates Toronto, and he's trying to inflict pain. So for my number six power ranking, I have Toronto.
Well, let's stick with Toronto right now. I have them at five. My number six team's New York. I'll get into New York in a little bit, but I agree with you. I'm going to do my number five right now. Before the offseason started, it was, I have two pens. I don't know why. We're going to address our goaltending hole. We're going to address it. We're going to solidify it. It's no longer going to be a scapegoat. It's no longer, we're going to go, you know what? Hold that phone. We're going to trade for Matt Murray. We're not going to sign Matt Murray. We're going to trade assets for Matt Murray. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and here's my thing, is Matt Murray has had a heck of a start to his career.
Yeah.
But is the best spot for Matt Murray to like try to regain his form and this reclamation project of Matt Murray in the eye of Toronto make any freaking sense? Matt Murray goes on a three-game losing streak. He is going to be blasted on every airway, on every TSN and Sportsnet article. It's going to be Matt Murray's fault. And that is some big balls on Kyle Dubas. I think this team's forward core is amazing. I think signing Mark Giordano to that team-friendly deal is amazing. Mark Giordano can still play hockey at a really high level. High level. Do I think they were smart to walk away from Mikheyev? Yeah, that cap is huge. I think he's going to do fine in Vancouver. That cap's huge. But, man, it just feels weird for a team to be – like, it feels like Edmonton Oilers like 3 years ago. We're going to roll with Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith. Those are going to be the guys. Yeah, but Mikko Koskinen is, like, not really proven anything. He has good stretches and sucks. And then can't win in the playoffs. It's like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And then to see Jack Campbell sign for $5 million in Edmonton, what was it, 5 years? Kyle, yep. Like, what are you doing? He had a Vezina-worthy first half of the season last year. Now, does he have a terrible record in elimination games? Yes, but so did the Toronto Maple Leafs. They haven't gotten out of the first round in how many years? Like, it just... And who knows? This might come back. Matt Murray might be a stud again. But I'm a little bit different than you. I think Ilya Samsonov can be good. I really do. For some reason, head coach in Washington did not like him. He had COVID, two times last year, something like that. He had a tough year. Didn't really make sense why they didn't qualify him. I get that they went and got Kemper. But Kemper didn't go for a lot of money. Campbell didn't go for a lot of money. There was trading like goalies all over the place. Reimers are probably a better option than Matt Murray. It just makes no sense. And that's my number five team. Let me just quickly say two things about New York Rangers. I'm a huge Rangers guy. I bandwagon last year. Thought they'd go far. They did go far. And they improved at center. I think Vinny Trocheck as a second line C is going to be amazing. Captain Trouba, stud. Really like that team.
Yeah.
What's your five?
My five, the St. Louis Blues.
Oh.
I would have liked to have put them higher, you know, selfishly, of course. Right. But realistically, you know, Binner, pretty solid goaltender, but had some rough stretches last year. Refound his form in the playoffs, but that makes me a little shaky going into the season. Brought in, what's his name? The neo-Nazi fella. So super excited about that. To back up Binner, that's pretty cool. We lost one of our top forwards in Perron. I do expect a lot of the younger forwards that we do have a number of, Kyrou, Thomas, Barbashev, to take a step forward and to really mitigate that loss. And I think that Letty, as much as I bagged on the price that we paid for Letty, the results of, and his analytics may not be there in terms of his individual impact, his impact on the team and their defense, the way they play, it was noticeable to me, to a lot of other Blues fans. He made a good impact playing back there. If we can just bury Marcus Scandella and the young guys can take a step forward, the talent's there, the depth is there, and there's a lot of great things going on there. I'm pretty excited about it. And so I've got my St. Louis Blues at five, which that's a pretty good number. It's nothing. At number four.
Hold on. Is Thomas Greiss neo-Nazi?
We don't have
story time, but I need a story time. I don't know this.
I mean, let me just tell you, I wasn't aware of this because, I mean, who's ever thought about Thomas Greiss? But almost as soon as he was signed, it was, and as some of you may or may not know, I'm a fan of Reddit. Get on there. And so it's been brought up that on some of his previous helmets, he would have, he had like the SS on his mask.
Really?
And I swear to you. You can find this like first page Google search. And there was apparently, you know, some explanation for it, but it was kind of like, I don't know. That feels like a pretty weak explanation. It wasn't like oh my goodness, I can't believe you misunderstood that. No, that wasn't it at all. It was like, no, that's not it.
You learn something every day. That's crazy. Yeah. Imagine just putting that on your mask and be like, this is how I roll. Like, what? Well, on to four the neo-Nazi himself, Thomas Greiss and the St. Louis Blues. I love this team. Like, I love this team. maybe not some of the ideologies of this team, but I love this, the players of the team.
Would you say that they're like superhuman, that they feel chosen?
Yeah,
that...
I feel like they feel like they're this really selective group of chosen people. And that's all I'm going to say. I love Robert Thomas. Selfishly, in the Matthew Tkachuk trade rumors, there's only one guy, and I didn't really mention, I mentioned it like once in the chat, and I knew there was like no way in hell I wanted Robert Thomas. This guy is a passing wizard, and he went deep in the draft too, but this guy is underrated. I think in NHL TNT on NHL or NHL on TNT. This is a long podcast. Sorry, boys and girls. I'm getting exhausted. It's a lot of hockey talk. I love it, but I'm tired. Robert Thomas was like the 20th ranked center, best center in the NHL. And that's impressive. Like, he next year, he could really be higher on that list. Somehow Ryan O'Reilly was 15. I love Ryan O'Reilly, but like, come on now. That's stupid.
Yeah, you're right. He should have been higher.
I'm all in on the St. Louis Blues. I think like last year, okay, yeah, you lose David Perron. How many other, they had six other 20 goal scorers. This team is not going to lack goal scoring at all. Their defense is okay. And I don't know. I think Bennington's going to be fine. And who knows? Maybe that chosen goaltender, Thomas Greiss, is going to carry it for you.
God.
To the new world. Okay, you're number four.
My number four, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty excited about them. I think I started with them a little bit lower. I thought about it then because the Patch Ready injury is pretty impactful, but then, you know, expected to come back this season. And, you know, that kind of started to sway me. Still just an excellent squad. Still lots of depth. Great goaltending. And I think what a little bit that buoyed me in my hopes for them is that, you know, I expect a high level out of Frederik Andersen, but when he went down and let me just make sure I don't buff this up. Yeah, Antti Ranta. I was going to say Antti Niemi.
Oh, I love Niemi.
Ranta held the fort pretty well. I think that, you know, it's not a stretch to say that Andersen's better than Ranta, but Ranta held the fort really well. And then in the playoffs, it felt like they were going to still get it done with Ranta.
It was their third string goalie.
And that's just it. So, I mean, that goaltending depth, I think their defense is fantastic. And they replaced their own questionable player in Tony DeAngelo by bringing in one of the best offensive defensemen in the last 20 years in Brent Burns. And they're not going to ask a lot of them. They're not just going to ask them to get that stuff done. So that's great. I got them before. I think they got, I think they can do it. I'm getting really excited about our top three.
They're going to be different.
Well, there's two of them are going to be similar, but yeah. I can already see a team that I have in the top three that you've placed lower. And now I'm immediately thinking about who you've got there. So
you ready for my number three?
Disappoint the fandom as a whole and give us your number three team.
This one kills me. Really right in the heart. Like just freaking the Edmonton Oilers have the best top six in the NHL. Easily, hands down. It's unbelievable. And they retained Brett Kulak, which I think is nobody's talking about it. Edmonton Nation Land is talking about it, but nobody else. Brett Kulak is underrated and he like plays his role exceptionally well. Darnell Nurse contract, that's an anchor. They're going to regret that. Evan Bouchard is going to be a star in this league. That kid has got a rocket of a shot. A rocket of a shot. thank you. Adding Jack Campbell to that contract makes the Jacob Markstrom miss out a couple years ago well worth it. Great cap hit, great term. Is there a little bit of risk in it? Yeah, but every free agent has risk. I love the Edmonton Oilers for this season. I think that I don't love them. I'm going to be actively rooting against them and hoping injury. No injection. I'm not going to hope injury. That's not me. I'm not that guy. Unless it's the Battle of Alberta. But still, I have the Edmonton Oilers at three. This team, Connor McDavid, was possessed last year. Leon Draisaitl was possessed. Zach Hyman proved me wrong. I hated that signing last year, and it was amazing. So, and then now
breakout playoff performance for Hyman.
He was unreal. Like, could you imagine? Like, all of Toronto media was like, "Oh, he'll never win in the playoff." Just the Toronto media. That's how they do it. And he goes out there and was amazing. So I have the Edmonton Oilers at three, and they could have been higher, other than Darnell Nurse in the defense.
Yeah, they could have been. Number three, I've got the New York Rangers.
Wow.
Because you look at the best goaltender in hockey last year, Igor Shesterkin, and he's in his prime. I expect him to do as well or better. I think that their their 5-on-5 numbers were atrocious last year. Yeah. So if they can improve that at all, that they were already a top five team last year, basically. If they can prove that at all, That's wild. And I think they've got enough young players that it's not crazy to think that even if a marginal level of improvement for them puts them into this echelon, they've got pieces everywhere. So not going to get into it long time. I've got them at number three. And part of the reason that I didn't want to dive into it too long is because at number two, I have the Edmonton Oilers.
Nice.
And I think you are short selling them. I think that your bias is shining through.
I picked them at three.
In fact, yeah, but like, I mean, did you just like look at last year's finishing numbers and choose by that? Like, oh, they made it to the conference finals. So
no.
I guess they're number three. Edmonton was one of the top teams in the Western Conference last year. Regular season, playoffs, they brought back every impact piece, whom almost all of them are still in their prime. They added a competent goaltender. They locked up Evander Kane. Sorry. Regardless of what you think of him as a human being or what any of us thinks of him, the guy plays hockey, and they got him at a good deal, at a good price overall for his production. That top six is phenomenal. At least as of time recording, they've got Puljujärvi coming back. I think they've got Yamamoto coming back. As I say that top six, that top nine is stacked. Like, man. So, yeah. I mean, could it all fall apart? Could Evander Kane maybe be the source of some locker room issues that tears the team apart? Could Connor McGregor, oh my God, it is getting late. Connor McDavid's, you know, overexposure on social media and relationship drama could be a distraction from the team? Almost certainly, but he is also the best hockey player in the world. Leon Draisaitl is right behind him saying, don't forget about me. They are the second best team on paper right now, bar none.
Yes, I agree with a lot of things you said. And I don't think you mentioned, and I should have mentioned, Matthias Janmark signing is also really good for depth. Like, bottom nine, fourth line, it's better than what they had. They lost Zach Cassian. That was an anchor. And they also lost Duncan Keith, which was also another anchor. So just those two subtractions should, you know, boost them a little bit. I also want to circle back on, they were not a top team in the Western Conference last year. They were a decent team in the Western Conference last year. Decent. You know who was the best team in the Western Conference last year? St. Louis, Calgary, Colorado. And that's who I have at number two. I have Colorado Avalanche at number two. Here's why.
Wrong with you?
No, here's why. Just hear me out. I like Gorgiev's upside. I love Gorgiev's upside. Did the Colorado Avalanche just prove that they don't need to win with a goalie? They can win with an average goalie and not a great goalie? Yes. Did they also just lose Burakovsky? Are they about to lose Nazem Kadri? Yes. Without Nazem Kadri last year in the first half of that year, I don't know if the Colorado Avalanche are where they are in the standings. He played unreal when Nathan MacKinnon was out a couple times last year. Their defense is amazing. It's out of this world. Sam Girard, Taves, Makar, Bowen Byram. It is the best decor in the league. It probably goes Colorado, Calgary, and then I'd have to look for, and then Nashville, maybe Nashville. I don't know, but I'm dead serious. And the Calgary, Colorado, like, jump is huge. It's like miles. There's nobody close. Think about it. Makar plays forward. It could be a forward, plays defense. Sam Girard, exact same way. Bowen Byram, exact same way. Devon Taves, probably the best two-way defenseman in the NHL. That's amazing. I just think losing Nazem Kadri, who was a huge role in the last 3 years with Colorado Avalanche, I think nobody's giving the respect to Burakovsky, who also went to Seattle. That was another good signing by Ron Francis, which we never say. is also another huge loss. They chose Valanciunas, rightfully so. The guy is a moose. He's out of this world. But yeah, JT Confer, Alex Newhook is going to be good. I don't know. I think there's a little bit, again, they're number two. It's not bad. Like, that's still really good. But I do want to say this, the amount of disrespect you put on my number one team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Tampa Bay doesn't need to do anything in the regular season, and they still will be like a top three team. Easily. They still have Kucherov, Point, Stamkos, Killorn, Shirelli. Somehow Brandon Hagel acquired two first-round picks. I don't understand that. You know who played really well for them when Stevie Y was the GM? Nemestikov. Guess who's back? Nemestikov. The defense should take a jump. Vasilevskiy is the... I know you said Igor is the best goalie in the league, and he probably is, but right behind him is the other Russian, Vasilevskiy. And I just can't sleep on the Tampa Bay. I just can't sleep on them, man. And they lost more than Colorado, and that's why I have Tampa at number one.
Listeners, this is the most upset I've ever been with my co-host on air.
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay is not better than the reigning, defending, undisputed Stanley Cup champions, who did it in an 82-game season. Tampa hasn't done that since, I don't know, like 20 years ago. The Colorado Avalanche. The Avs did prove that they don't really need a superstar goaltender back there. They kept their 1B, as was. They brought in a guy that the only thing holding him back from being a starting goaltender was Igor Shesterkin in Gorgiev. So in my eyes, they improved at goal. I get it. Burakovsky, Kadri. Their defense, you touched on how great it was and how it's probably the best in the league. A number of guys you talked about, and you talked about how they are make that up, are like 20 and 21 years old.
It's insane.
So to sit here, to stand here, because I got up sitting, it was too uncomfortable for like 2 hours, my God,
yeah,
and listen to you pump up the wannabe pretenders, asterisk champion Tampa Bay Lightning, as if they're truly an upper echelon team. They've lost half of their impact players in the last couple of years.
What? No, they haven't.
Half of them, not the other. They've kept half. They've lost half.
Oh, my God.
This is a team.
You know who's lost half? Is the Florida Panthers. That's who's lost half.
Yeah.
Tampa lost Palat.
We accurately tagged them as such. This is a team that currently has Corey Perry and Patrick Maroon under contract.
Oh, hey. Let's chill. You have been the biggest Patrick Maroon supporter in our group chat, and now you're over here telling me
I'm basically cosplaying as Patrick Maroon.
That is true.
You look like Corey Perry.
Whoa.
But that doesn't mean that they're impact players on a Stanley Cup team over an 82-game season. Listen, I'm just telling you this: Tampa Bay is not a bad team.
Oh.
They are going to miss the playoffs.
I'm going to throw both these pens in my hands. You're telling me, let's put money down. Let's put money down right now. Let's put money down right now. A little live bet in Mitts and Twigs. Here we go. I don't know. What do you want to put? We'll figure out a sum in a text, and we'll secure this.
What's the bet?
I think the Tampa Bay Lightning will finish farther in the playoffs than the Colorado Avalanche.
Deal. I think that Colorado will finish farther, because making the playoffs is farther than not. But all I need them to do is go further. So you heard it here first, gang. Twigs is about to lose his home because he thinks that the pretending Bay team out of Florida is going to be something.
Here's my other hot take. Right before like we close this whole episode, that's been way too long.
Way too long.
Like when you were like, yeah, let's do 21, let's do it. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be forever. What's funny is we talked more like longer about the 20 teams than we did the top 10 or top five. And I love that. But Gorgiev will not be a Colorado Avalanche goaltender by the trade deadline. He just won't. He will not be. That's telling you. You said it's because Igor Shesterkin has been in the way. That's not true. That is not true. Pull up his numbers. He has not.
That's the worst hockey take you've had since you thought Tampa Bay was the best team in the offseason.
It's not.
Let me just throw this out there.
My Mac, I need to grab my charger.
It's notable. You had Vegas at 21. Yeah. I had Vegas at 25. They lost Robin Leonard. We talked about this together previously offline, just as casual. I think they need to move a couple pieces, and we need to call it. Yeah. We'll post all this online. Thank you, dear listeners and viewers who have had the endurance to stick with us through this, because as you've heard and as you've seen, we barely made it through ourselves. It is the off season after all. These are the training camp days. They're rough. They're hard. And my gosh, it's hot. But we'll be back again next week. We'll be back with more future episodes. At some point, we're going to have to talk about the dumpster fire that is Hockey Canada. Not today.
Saying that the last three pods, we're like, Hockey Canada is really shitty, but we're not going to talk about it today. Maybe next time.
Yeah. I feel like we'll just end every episode.
I think that's our new shtick.
Yeah.
I will just say, if you're watching this on YouTube and you start at the start of this video and you're going to see how much energy Mitts and I have, and now we're at the end of the video and how drained we looked. I just used 3/4 of my brand new max battery on this episode, which is impressive. I have yet to do that, as you just saw me frantically running, trying to plug this in so we don't lose it all. But, it's not even charging.
Yeah, I'm the tech guy on the team for everybody at home. Are we okay?
Yeah, I just forgot I live in an old home and I have to like flick a switch to make electricity work. So, that's what that was. But let's wrap this baby up.
Let's wrap this up. Let's just put it to bed, much like your daughter was 2 hours ago and I'm about to be right now. Wonderful, wonderful time as always, my man. Hockey Canada, you survived this week. Oof, next week, though, you'll probably get our wrath. Maybe the week after. Who knows?
Maybe.
Those are our power ranks. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. How crazy is Twigs? I'm the one that's drinking and he just is being foolish. I don't know. Find us on YouTube, Mitts and Twigs. Find us on Twitter now, at Mitts and Twigs. Goodbye, head pucks. That just kind of happened out of nowhere.
A month ago. Maybe over a month ago.
Yeah.
I just didn't announce it. Because
everybody was waiting for that.
I loved the shtick. I love that I kept it heads puck for so long. And then I was sitting there like,
so much.
I know it's bothering you. I know. But I loved it. I was like, this is the only thing I really have like full control of right now is this head suck thing. And I'm not a power hungry guy. Look at me. Like my nickname's Twigs. Like it's not all about the power, but when you got it, you got to wield it. Kind of like Hockey Canada and being douchebags.
Okay, but save.
You know what? Goodbye, everybody. It's been a real treat. Thank you for listening to our way too long power rankings. Have a great night. From me, Twigs, to him, Mitts. Peace out. All love.
Couldn't have said it better. Peace.